Hello, everyone, and welcome to the It Just Works podcast. I'm your host, Ryan, and today we're just going to kill some time. I'm recording this at 6:57 p.m. on Sunday at April 16th, 2023, and just kind of wanted to push out another Just Working It Out, kind of going to announce some things and some changes coming to the podcast, but I believe they're all going to be beneficial. Don't worry. I don't want to make it too scary there. But I had a great weekend. I just recorded an episode and released it for you guys on Friday. So haven't talked in a few days. So I've been busy with work. I worked on Saturday, so I had a full 6-day work week. I'm feeling pretty tired, but feeling pretty successful. Coachella is happening and I live out here by Coachella, where it's happening. So I went to go help out my teammates' territory and that was great. I got to meet up with my friend, get some lunch. Shout out to Derek. It was great. And just been working out. So as of today, I've worked out 7 days this week, or 7 days in a row for a perfect week. Pretty excited about that. And I think I'm almost about to hit 14 days in a row. And the next step, like I said before, is moving on to a month. So I'm pretty darn excited to make that happen. I think it's going to be really good. I already feel a lot better. I can't wait to feel even better moving forward. So pretty exciting stuff. Went to Frankensons today. And if you don't know what Frankensons is, it's basically a pop culture Disneyland. If you're into movies, sports cards, memorabilia, sports in general, movies in general, video games, trading cards, anime, action figures, you name it, pop culture, it's probably there. If it's big enough, even Starbucks cups are there and a bunch of Disney stuff. I can go on and on, but there's a lot of stuff there. And I've been going to Frankensons since I was 8 years old. So this is kind of a Frankensons episode, but also just checking in with you guys. And I've been going since I was about eight. I believe it's 8 years old because my dad started taking me there after he found out about it. Shortly after I really got into Halo and I was trying to get all the Halo figures. But man, I wish I knew about Pokemon cards and how rare they'd be over time, because I can only imagine the cheap prices of cards back then as opposed to what they are today. But Frankensons has always been like my Disneyland. I always love going there. I go about once every 2 or 3 months because, well, if I'm being honest, you can't really go without probably taking a $200 cash out. And that's honestly just a fraction of what I'd like to spend there on a good day. Obviously, we got more responsibilities to worry about. And me and my family have been going there, like I said, ever since I was about 8 years old. And it's always had a special place in my heart. And I'm happy to talk about it on the podcast because I feel like Frankensons is still unknown to some people out there. It's getting huge now. As you can tell by the parking lot when you walk out, because I always like to get there before they open. I always make sure I'm there before right when they open. It's just fantastic to see what it's become over the years. Frankensons is a great place to go get collectibles. And just like I said, whatever you're looking for is probably there. And it's just cool for the experience too, and the people. All the vendors are really nice people. And just to see everyone so happy to be able to shop in one place for all these type of pop culture items. And just to see how happy people are when you can tell us their first time and you can hear them talking as you're passing by, of course. Some of the conversations they're having about like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is here. Like, look at this place. Because now Frankensons got even bigger. And it's now, they bought an old Sam's Club that was obviously not there anymore. So they bought the building and repurposed it for Frankensons. And I just think it's amazing. It does suck that some vendors didn't, make it back, but there's still a lot of really great vendors there, incredible people. And it's just a great experience overall. It's always fun to go with my best friend, Brandon. Shout out to him, because we've gone and gotten in trouble maybe too many times. But it's just been great going. And it's just a great experience to get out and go. It's in the city of Industry, which is in LA County. And it's just a great experience to get out with your friends, family, and just go witness like all these old collectibles too, like stuff that you may not even be into, but you appreciate because it's all like Power Rangers for me. Like, as I was saying before I hit pause, because I was interrupted. I just think Frankensons is a wonderful place. So shout out to Eric and Brandon, because we went today, and JR, well, if he ever hears this, it was a great time. Great way to wrap up my week. I'm really looking forward to this week and just a busy work week. I had my boss get out with me on Tuesday, so that'd be dope. Whoops. I apologize. My sound on my phone's stolen. Oh, that was weird. So that'll be cool. Busy work week, trying to wrap up the month. Got some stores that they're going to be surveying. So basically they get out and just make sure your stores, you know, stores that you select are dialed in and ready according to our, you know, our priorities and whatnot for the month. So that's really exciting because right now kind of wrapping things up and it's looking pretty good. And I think that will be sweet. Trying to see Super Mario again this week. I'd love to see it again. Keep the workouts going and continuously trying to live a healthier lifestyle. So this week is focusing on water. Obviously, don't stop with working out. I don't want to take any breaks. I just feel a lot better when I work out. So there's really no excuse for it. And if it's only 30 minutes a day, if or more, it's not really asking much. So I'm going to keep the workouts going. Continue to drink as much water as possible. That's definitely the biggest thing I think I need to work on. Something tells me I'll probably drop even more weight just by focusing on drinking water and staying hydrated. So that's a huge goal this week. And just moving forward, of course, that doesn't really stop. But as far as updates go for the podcast, I want to first start off by saying thank you guys so much for your continued support on this show. My goal is to always make sure that this podcast, at the end of the day, stays true to what it is. And that's being for you and being a place for all of us to listen or be on the show if he wants to, because that's always an open door policy. But ultimately allow you to feel like you can relate to something that I talk about or whoever I have on, laugh, smile. It can be sad together or angry, whatever it may be. But I want to make sure that this podcast remains relatable to you and that you never feel alone in what you're thinking, or that at least you feel heard, because you're always able to reach out to me at It Just Works Studios on Instagram. Or you can email us at itjustworkspodcast@gmail.com or itjustworkspod@gmail.com. I'm always happy to answer your guys' questions. And that's honestly one of my favorite parts of the show. So the more you guys do it, I think the better the show gets, to be completely honest. This whole mailbag type of stuff has always been my favorite thing in other podcasts. So to have such an amazing audience and diverse audience like yourselves, it's really cool to get, you know, questions from you and hear what you have to say, and then respond to it, of course. So none of that's going away. But the thing that is going to change is probably the overall like type of content, just trying to make it better, more refined, more structured, but also more consistent again with the schedule. So I want Mondays and Fridays to be It Just Works, and then Wednesdays Core Collective, but Core Collective is just tentative on the schedule. That's just going to come out when it comes out until we figure something out there. I don't know what the deal is with that. My brother's just super busy. And by the time he gets home, it's so late. And he's a family man. He's got to take care of that. And that's no matter what the priority. So Core Collective is just on standby. But we promise more episodes will come out, though, in the future. But for now, It Just Works will be Mondays through Fridays. And it's actually better for me, too, when it comes to the just working it out if I'm by myself. I do like this idea of recapping with you guys on my Thursday night and then releasing the episode. I just think it's way more fun and enjoyable for myself. So obviously that makes it more enjoyable for you guys. The next thing is video content. If this podcast or if this video goes well, this will be my first like solo video on the YouTube. I'm just going to upload it and see what people think. And I really hope it goes well, because I think video content is better than just audio. I think both are amazing platforms and mediums to release content, and I think audio is always going to be key. I personally believe that, so don't worry audio people, this podcast is not going video only, but there is something that I do plan on focusing when it comes to the YouTube channel, which I think will be a more in general, like just better experience for fans out there, is the video game stuff. So our first test will probably come next week. I might start trying to do like playthroughs. I've always been a fan of Let's Plays personally, but I think like me literally hitting the record button, not only on audio, like for the voiceover, but also like to play the game at the same time, it's simultaneous. So there is no post audio recording. Like it's all done in one take. I think will be a more interesting experience for you guys. And there's a lot of you out there who play video games, and you know, coming to find out are in the same boat as me, where we just don't play them like we used to. But obviously I'm going to make time for Jedi Survivor It's a huge game that I've been waiting for. Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak. I can't wait to just showcase that and some of the fights that we're going to experience. And then, of course, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. That's a huge one for me. And then I might also play some retro games. I can actually have an HDMI converter for my GameCube, so I can actually stream that gameplay. So just expect just more YouTube content down the road. I'm also retroactively uploading old episodes. I need to get back to it. I'm only on episode like 37 or 8 or something. So it is something that is a huge project that I really do want to undertake. I think it is still worthwhile to upload all the old episodes. And yeah, you know, there's some people on YouTube who probably never even checked it out outside of that. So maybe that's like the most current episode for them. And I think that's kind of exciting too. So it gives them the opportunity to catch up, but also find an avenue for current episodes. So those are the biggest changes. And what that means for you as a listener is, I think until I can find a way to streamline these changes in content and what I feel comfortable doing, because it's just a one-man show here, you know, one episode may not come out on a Friday. Or I think the Monday episodes are probably never going to stop. I do like the idea of starting the week with some type of content coming out. But there may be a moment where that just doesn't happen. I didn't make the correct time available, or, you know, have the right time available to make that happen. So I just want that to be clear that moving forward, until I have everything streamlined, there may be some missing episodes or lack of uploads, but I'm hoping I can stick to it. It does sound like a lot, especially with like everything else I got going on. Like, I'm trying to get promoted, you know, trying to get my own place, but I think we can do it. And with your support, it definitely feels like it's possible. So please understand that this kind of stuff's like really hard for me, and I'm trying to work on it, trying to learn what I can and get better at it. Because honestly, just like anything else in life, the more I do it and the better I get, that's all it's going to take to hopefully not master it. There's people way better at it than I am. It's going to take a lot for that to happen. I understand that. But just to get good at it and be able to have a type of consistency that's pleasurable for all you listeners and hopefully soon viewers. So that's definitely something I wanted to talk about today. Other than that, life's been great. It's only been 3 days since the last episode, so we won't do a breakup post report. We'll do that next week, see how I feel. You already know how that goes. So wishing her the best. Nothing but love over there. So, you know, I feel like if it does come up, I do need to say that because it's important to me. So, yeah, that's it. So, just a quick update, quick episode to start off your week. I just hope all of you have a great week out there, and make sure you drive carefully out there. I'm sick of people who suck ass at driving. I swear, one of these episodes is going to be like 20 minutes of me just talking about traffic and people who suck at driving and don't care, who are too careless on the road. It's mind blowing to me how we just hand out licenses to people. So don't be one of those drivers. But yeah, I'm your host of the It Just Works podcast. My name's Ryan, and I just appreciate all of you out there. And I can't wait to see what this next step in the podcast that is very necessary, where it takes us. And if you have any recommendations, feedback, anything that you would like to hear me talk about, or if you have questions, once again, please feel free to reach out. To find all of our platforms, you can click the Linktree link in the description of this episode or video, if it does get released as a video as well, and go from there. My door is always open for you guys, and I appreciate it. And I hope you all have a fantastic day. Bye.